I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Earlier in the show, we talked about a new bill just passed by Congress that allows intelligence agencies to keep closer tabs on American citizens. But have you ever wondered what it's like actually working for an agency like the FBI? Well, we did, so we caught up with Mike Mason. He's been a G-man for more than 20 years.
I dreamed about being in the FBI since the time I was in seventh grade, so it's been a lifelong dream, and I'm happy to say that I was able to do it, and then to say that my reality has far exceeded anything I ever dreamed about.
Today, Mike Mason is one of the highest-ranking African Americans in the history of the Bureau. He's the Executive Assistant Director of the FBI, responsible for all of the agency's criminal investigations. He told me how he first landed his dream job.
Went into the Marine Corps right after college, and after 5 years there, I applied for the FBI. And I remember when I called San Diego to ask how you do it, I think I was subscribing to the myth of the FBI as if it was some secret. You know, you go to an alley, you knock on a door three times, and somebody slips you an application. Well, that wasn't how it was at all. She said, sure, honey, what's your address? And I told her, and I got off the phone thinking, God, it can't be that easy. Well, I subsequently found out it's not that easy. But nevertheless, that's how it started, and that's how I ultimately ended up where I am.
What is the difference? Describe to me what an average day would have been like when you first started in the FBI, and what your average day is like now.
Well, the biggest difference between the two is when I first started, I was a case agent. And so I was basically responsible for my world. And today it's 10 times broader. So my aperture has been opened by a factor of 10. But I will tell you this, throughout the entire 23 years of my career, I've looked forward to going to work every single day. So I've gone from doing undercover work and being arrested as part of an undercover, handcuffed on a parking lot pavement, to participating in meetings in the West Wing of the White House.
When you were working undercover, give me one example of what was some of the most dramatic and perhaps disconcerting experiences that you had doing the job you had to do.
Well, one was when I was in with an informant who I didn't really trust that much, and a guy walks in with a gun, and I'm buying a couple of kilos of cocaine. And then the guy says, hey, you know, I don't want to have to do this to you, but I need to. And he starts to pat me down. And I had a winter coat on. Well, the fact of the matter is I did have a gun in my pocket, but it was in the coat pocket. So I just lifted up the coat pockets, if you can imagine. I fanned out to expose my waist. And I said, I don't have a gun. You know, you can go ahead and pat me down. And my mind was running 1,000 miles an hour. What happens if he puts his hand on this gun and he actually finds it now that I've told him I didn't have one? I was in an apartment which was different than the apartment where I met him. We walked down about six doors to go into a different apartment. So the guys who are covering me on the street don't even know what apartment I'm in. And there were more of them than there were of me. And so that was very disconcerting.
The Department of Homeland Security has experienced some problems keeping its administrative staff levels up. There are a lot of unfilled positions. Mm-hmm. What about the FBI?
We don't really have that level of staffing problems, but we certainly have issues in terms of what we feel is adequate or not in terms of the number of personnel we have to do certain jobs. But what that means is we have to work smarter because the additional personnel are not always just over the berm ready to come down and rescue us. So we have to be a little bit leaner and we have to work a little bit smarter. But we're always in a hiring mode. We're in a hiring mode right now. But the FBI remains, for the most part, a career service. When you look at the separations we have that don't involve a involuntary termination, it's still relatively low. I can tell you this, Fortune 500 companies would love to have our annual turnover rate.
When you think about these issues of hiring and recruitment and retention, and you maybe think of yourself going to a college like Morehouse or a big state university, what would you say to someone who was considering applying for a job?
Well, I would tell them, if you want to get up and go to something that is the same every day, where your expectations are the same, where your start time's the same, the time you get off is the same, I would say don't come to the FBI. But if you want to go somewhere where you're going to be challenged, where, I mean, you're really going to have to bring it every day, where it is your mind we're after and not the fact that I love when people tell me I'm a black belt in karate, do you have a place for me in the FBI? That may come into use maybe once in 40 40 careers, but the reality is what we need is your mind and your passion and your energy. And at a place like Morehouse, which might study, you know, African-American history as it relates to the FBI, and some might say, why would you want to do that, given how the FBI was, say, with somebody like Martin Luther King? Well, I would suggest, where would we go to work if we only pursued those professions where we were welcomed with open arms 50 years ago?
Well, Mike Mason, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Mike Mason is the Executive Assistant Director of the FBI. He's responsible for all of the agency's criminal investigations. Mason is featured in the new book, Being a Black Man, based on the Washington Post series of the same name. You can read his profile at our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.